Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Someone who won it all and, of course, is beloved for that and many other reasons. One of our all-time fan favorites, one of the great players in the history of Philadelphia sports. He joins us every single Thursday, Mr. Jason Kelsey. Good morning, Jason.
Joe, how we doing?
Good, buddy. You fired up for the Phils, man? This thing's getting real, and it's coming down the wire, and they got a shot.
Yeah, of course. Red October, are you kidding me? I can't wait to be at the bank. It's going to be awesome. It seems like the team is just peaking right now as opposed to last season where it kind of felt like we kind of weren't playing our best going into it. So I'm really excited. It's going to be an awesome time in Philadelphia to freaking watch some baseball.
I want to see a little you and someone. Last time, a couple years ago, was you chugging a beer by yourself. I'm thinking you and Fletcher Cox, you and James Seltzer on the field, you and...
me and James need to chug another beer.
Right.
We got to redo it. We got to get a proper one in.
James, right, you wouldn't turn that down, right?
No, I'm in. No. I'm down.
Third baseline, Jason and James chugging a beer.
I would do it.
Game one of the playoffs.
Chris Meyer.
All good stuff. All right. So, Jason, a ton of Eagles modern day to talk about, but I actually want to start with something really cool. I saw this the other day. So you and the Philly special crew got together. Let me tell you something, Jason. My eyes the other day saw Mr. Jason Kelsey, Nick Foles, Corey Clement, Trey Burton, and Doug Peterson all together at the steps of the Art Museum. Tell us about that. That's so cool.
Well, they're doing a piece on the Philly special with NFL Films and kind of documenting everything and how it happened and where it went and how it went right. So it was just, it was awesome to see everybody again. It was tremendous to, you know, rehash kind of everything that happened. Cause it's interesting because everybody remembers it differently now, especially being that far removed from it. You know, it's 8 years, 7 years since it's happened. And like, you know, different guys remember when it was put in, why it was put in, how it was put in and everything that led up to it and everybody's different frame of reference and how they felt about the play in the moment. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that end product is that NFL Films is kind of putting together. But outside of that, it was just awesome being with those guys again.
That's great.
Truly an honor to kind of relive that moment.
Jason, Corey Clement is seriously jacked up in that photo.
I saw that too, Ray.
He is.
Wow.
So he said he was boxing now, which I'm like, he said something about, like, you know, get beat up playing football. I'm like, dude, you're boxing now. Like, you're going to take getting beat up to another level.
It's like a whole different level of beat up.
Hey, this is around the age Bernard Hopkins started boxing, and he boxed for the next 25 years. So maybe Corey's got, you know, career part two up ahead. All right, so Jason, let's get to the modern-day squad. And a lot to look ahead to and discuss, coming out of last game and looking ahead to the next game. Let's just start with this. John has said today a lot that the heat thing is real, that when you travel from it's not that hot to into dead-hot heat and against a team that's
humidity.
Used to it. Yeah,
humidity.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Right. And against a team that's used to it.
In September.
It's really tough. So do you agree? Is that really tough when you're the opposing team and the other team's used to it?
As a player, I always would downplay it. But now that I'm not a player, I'll be brutally honest. Playing in the heat sucks. I would much rather play in the dead of cold, snow, 20 degrees. Like, And we played down in Tampa, actually, a game right after your season, right after the Super Bowl with Doug, and I think Todd Bowles has just been hired down there, maybe. But either way, we go out for warm-ups, and they actually sent us in halfway through warm-ups because everybody was dying and sweating too much out there. Like, yeah, we're warming up. Everybody just go back inside. So it's real. Both teams have to do it, but obviously they're a lot more acclimatized to it. Mm-hmm. No question that playing in the heat in Florida that early is tough, especially for the big guys. Wow. You know, they're going to be huffing and puffing and, you know, cramping, and you got to make sure you get your fluids in. You got to do everything you can. You know, go in the sauna this week and try and get used to, you know, dealing with it. But
yeah,
you're going to be in it.
So there was a lot of discussion this week, Jason, about who was calling plays, and, you know, the offense finally got going with the passing game, but it felt like it was hurry up, and there were a lot of people contending, if the offense is working, maybe it wasn't Petullo calling the plays, maybe it was someone else. From my experience, the two-minute offense, a quarterback has a little more leeway in terms of changing up the calls, changing up the routes, changing up, you know, he can signal routes to his receivers on the outside. There's always the sight adjustments based upon what coverage you're getting. So there's a lot more, leeway, I guess, for Jalen to control the offense a little bit more, I guess, when they're going hurry up. Would you say that that's an accurate statement?
I would say that I don't know that it's, I guess, yeah, I would say probably you have more leeway to change it. And it's not like signal like a different route into like a different concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically when you're going into like first, second down plays in regular football, you have your openers. Like those are very designed plays for very specific things you're looking for. And you're not changing those a lot of the times unless they have built in kills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in a 2-minute offense or you're in these structures, you see somebody off or you see a certain leverage. It is more normal for, I guess, the quarterback probably to signal some things and to alter it. But I think more than anything, going on the ball and getting into those plays is great to kind of mix it up when you're kind of struggling. You need to find a rhythm. And I think that they wanted to probably get to that earlier. It's hard to do that until you get one good play to start the drive off. And they just didn't. Like for five straight drives, it was three and outs in the third and long, like getting nothing going. It was brutal to watch. But, Shane and even Doug, and it's a great tool to go to try and spark some momentum. And I think for Jalen especially, not even just the passing concepts, you know, these are things that you've repped 1,000 times and you feel very comfortable running against whatever the defense is doing. Even the run concepts a lot of times involve him being active in either a reading.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every every style, every home.
The end or an RPO. So it ends up being something that I think he gets to kind of feel more just being a natural, going out there and playing rather than, you know, specific things that are, you know, been repped two or three times before that specific game, if that makes sense.
Hey, Jason, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
So no, I was just going to switch here to the injuries on defense. I mean, this level of injury, some of whom will definitely be out because they're on IR, like Nolan Smith and Ja'Quarian Bennett. And then guys that might not play, that did not practice yesterday, Jahad Campbell, Zach Bond, and Adoree Jackson. How much does that specifically concern you against Baker Mayfield?
I mean, it concerns me a lot. I mean, Obviously you want your best guys out there. I mean, it's football. We're going to go out there and play regardless. But yeah, I mean, Jahad Campbell's been having a tremendous season so far. The linebackers in general, I mean, Zach Bond, Jahad, they've been one of the brightest parts of the defense so far to this point in the season. I mean, they've been phenomenal. I mean, you want all those guys out there. You know, obviously the defensive backfield, we're already mixing in some fresh bodies. Now, one of the things with Adoree is, like, there's been a lot of guys that have had reps throughout training camp because that was an open competition, so maybe not as concerned there. But, you know, I think, you know, yeah, we got our hands full with the Bucs. They are missing Mike Evans, but they're still good. Baker Mayfield is a stud. You want all your guys out there, but I feel confident Vic's going to get something done.
So, Jason, the CJGJ thing, man, I mean, I'm not asking you to divulge, you know, elements that were private between you and him, but
yeah.
It sounds like he's pretty freaking difficult. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think I can only speak to the time that I had with CJGJ. And when I was there in Philadelphia, he has a lot of energy. He's very talkative, very vocal. And I think for me, I always never had an issue with it. I enjoyed the back and forth. I loved the competitiveness that he took to practice. I'm not going to get into other things. I don't think when I was there, my experience, I really liked the guy. I thought he played hard. There was an energy that he brought on the defensive side that I think most defenses need. You need an edge to you to be great defensively, and you need guys with edge. You can't just be, you know, a great player and everything. All the best defenses I think of have guys with edge to it. And, you know, obviously I just hate it because, you know, this is a guy that, you know, has been a great player for us before, and you want the best for him. And, so I'll leave it like when I was there, I enjoyed being on the team with them. We went to a Super Bowl together.
It's fair to say, Jason, though, that he did rub other people the wrong way. Is that fair?
You'd have to ask other people.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't feel comfortable, like, saying that at all. Obviously, I see the reports just like everybody else does. So my knowledge of that is the same as everybody else in the media.
Okay.
You mentioned that edge that he had. You've mentioned edge with Jalen Carter before when we've talked to you. It feels like the Jalen Carter edge it's sort of slow coming on this year. And I'm wondering, like, okay, this is in part because he, you can explain it. He had the injury. He was he was held out. He was then, you know, banged up a little bit. He didn't practice much during training camp. It feels like I personally have made a lot of excuses for Jalen Carter, reasons why he hasn't been performing up at the level that I guess I expected, I hoped for. Why am I making excuses, and how far off is Jalen Carter from where he needs to be?
I mean, you still see the flashes of him. I mean, he's still a great player. He's still beating guys routinely. He's getting a lot more attention this year, and he's going to. I mean, this is part of being a premier player, and he got it towards the end of last season too. It's not that new, but I mean, game plans are going to be designed around him. And even though it might not be manifesting as much as everybody had hoped, he's still pretty damn dominant a lot of the game. And you still see him beating guys and getting guys off balance. You know, I think he has a tendency sometimes to get out like of run fits and whatnot, but you know, then he'll get out of a run fit the next time and make a huge play. So it's hard to really You know, I don't even know. I remember J.J. Watt with backdoor tackles all the time, right? And it's one of those where you backdoor the tackle and you make the play, everybody's celebrating for a tackle for a loss. You backdoor the tackle and it creases you, you're getting crushed on the sideline. And
it's
one of those things where when a guy is that good and he makes a play very often, I don't even know how you coach that. You're just like, all right, if you're gonna do it, just be right.
Right.
And that's kind of the unique player and ability that he has. You know, I think Vic mentioned, you know, the in shape thing. That always plays a role, especially early in the season. I think, especially with less preseason games, less training camp, and we're doing more now than we used to do my last year with the Philadelphia Eagles, but it's still less than what traditionally was done over the course of NFL's like history. The first four games is tough. You really do feel like you're getting back into game shape in today's age through the first four games. In practices, you're doing six-play racks. Now, all of a sudden, you're out there for a 12-play drive. You've already had seven runs you've had to stop. It is very different being in training camp shape and in-season shape. And I think that he's still so powerful, so strong, so quick twitch. It's going to keep coming as we keep going and progressing the season.
Jason,
sure.
Do you think the September thing stemming from August with what you're describing, less action, do you think that is part of why the running game is struggling to ramp up, and are you concerned about it moving forward this year, or really not at all?
I'm not concerned. I think part of it's probably a little bit of that. I mean, you know, I think their best run blocker is still, you know, he came back very quickly off of that meniscus surgery, Landon, and I think the offensive line can honestly do a better job, as well as you know, everybody involved in the run game. It's not bad, but I think you're still seeing them getting in sync is definitely going to help that thing start going. And I think as the season goes, like we just talked about, that will happen. Jeff Stoutland's the best offensive line coach in the NFL. These guys have played unbelievable football throughout their careers in Philadelphia. I have zero doubt that thing is going to get going. And I think, you know, Jalen has an ability to run the ball that is like a very difficult thing that has opened up the run game in the past. And
yep.
I think we kind of saw that happen in the second half. I would be surprised if we don't start seeing a little bit more of that again. I think that'll start getting Saquon going for sure.
I totally agree. And you know what, I'll say this, especially with, this is a big one versus Tampa. I mean, this could be a conference one seed type thing. And this might be one of those games that have Jalen run a little extra, you know, you risk injury, but it's like, this is an important game to win. You win this game, you know, you get a victory against a team that's 3-0 in the conference. That would be significant.
You got to be smart with it, but I still think you got to do it enough to make defenses have to defend it. And I think that Nick and Kevin and everyone there knows how to toe that line very well and make sure that we're utilizing that strength that is an asset. And then at the same time, even when we're not utilizing it, making sure that the defense has to be ready for that.
Totally.
And I think Todd, you got to go into a game against him with every advantage you can. I mean, I just watched last week's game against the Jets with their defense. I mean, he's throwing all sorts of blitzes and unique things out, and he's about as good of a coordinator as you're going to see. And, you know, he's had our number the last couple times we played him. Now, we haven't had A.J. Brown, which I do think is a huge, huge part for our offense. I know that the numbers weren't there for the first few weeks. He finally got going last week. That makes teams a little bit less risky when it comes to the blitzes and everything like that, I think, because it's, you know, that you got 11 out there on the outside, leaving him one-on-one, that's a huge gamble. So we'll see how that makes out this game. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun one to watch, no doubt about it.
No question. Jason, great stuff, bud. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk to you next week, and thanks as always for being a huge part of the show. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is. Jason Kelce.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.